Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, man, y'all know what it is. It's your boy, DJ Montana, back again for another episode of Block Talk. This week, man, y'all know I had to bring my dog in. It was finally time for it. My guy, New Money Quest, man. What's good, bro?
For sure. What's going on, big dog?
You
all right?
Hey, we working, man. You know, yeah, working. Definitely. Same thing, same grind. You with it, I'm with it, too.
Oh, yeah. With all that.
So check it, man. You already know I got to start out the show by asking, who is New Money Quest?
Hey, man, New Money Quest is all of the above, you know, family man, you know, first.
Okay.
You know, man of God, you know, great friend, you know, great business partner, great everything, you know. You know, I'm just overall, I'm a good, great person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that your opinion, or you know, you had a couple people tell you that?
A lot of people told me that. When you met me, you like Quay, you know, I really, you know, you my dog. You know what I'm saying? You told me it ain't too many people like me. You know what I'm saying? So I took it and ran with it. You know what I'm saying?
Look, see, I got to be more careful
what
I tell you.
I put it in my
now.
Bio on Instagram.
But
I said,
you
oh,
lie,
DJ Montana like, man, that's what I'm saying.
Show it out, man. So why the name New Money Quest?
Man, New Money Quest, man, the name came from, you know, just a long time ago, man, my brother, you know, shout out New Money Rome, man. We had a talk, you know, we grew up, you know, and, you know, a poverty-stricken environment, you know. It wasn't really too many ways of getting out, you know. So, we you know, we had a long talk. We talked all night, you know, and it was like, you know what I'm saying, like, we didn't have money growing up.
Yeah.
So, it was like, you know, every piece of money we get, no matter what it is, no matter how much money it is, you know, it's new to us. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
we're gonna treat it, you know, like we're supposed to do. We're not gonna be a fool with it. You know what I'm saying? We just gonna make sure we get the money and we take care of our family. So, you know, every money we get, you know, it's new to us. It's just new everything. You know
and
what
the
saying?
Thing with that, man, it's real catchy, like new money. Facts. Like everybody want new money.
Yeah, the blue strips, the Hondas. I want new ones. I want new 50s. I want a new $2 bills. I want the $3 bill.
Look, we need it all.
Hey, all of it.
So is there anybody in the crew, you know, got you New Money Quest, New Money Wrong? Is anybody else?
Yeah, for sure, man. New Money B. You got New Money 3-2, man. You know, it's really, it ain't too many, you know, that's family. Because you just can't throw new money on your name if you're not family.
Yeah.
Just because you my homeboy, that don't mean that you can just throw that on your name.
Yeah.
Like, this just some... I
something that we just throwing out there.
Yeah, we
like,
ain't gonna just make something up. And, hey, let's be a part of it. Because you my boy. No.
We're deep into that.
Way deep. You got to be real family. You know what I'm saying? Like, we either have to been through something together or, you know, we been through some real personal times.
Yeah. Okay, know, I feel you on that. So, you're from the heart of Atlanta, right?
For sure,
what
man.
Part, man? Like, I need... What part of Atlanta you
the
really
whole
from?
Thing, well, I keep it real with you, though, man. I'm from Atlanta. Like, I don't really do too much of the, you know...
East side, south side,
all that. Because
that.
I'm really, really from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And the city is not the same. And I have talks all the time, you know, with my people. And it's like, I don't really claim... I ain't, like, not claiming where I'm from. Mm-hmm. But it's like...
You just represent Atlanta as a whole.
Exactly. Is it, I don't just, you know, dictate where I came from and just like, cool, I'm from here. Mm-hmm. I rep the whole city.
Why do you think it has gotten to that point now where, oh, I'm from the south side of Atlanta. I'm from the north side.
Honestly, I think it's because the rap, just to keep it all the way real. Like, it's a lot of kids that, you know, that's in school, or it's a lot of people that, you know, grew up having a nice life or a decent life. And they hear things in the rap. So they're like, okay, cool. If they can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
And but what they don't know is, okay, you see the good side of you having fun, everything cool. You want to smoke your little weed, go ahead, have your fun. Do whatever you want to do. But when the other side come, the bad part, now you don't want to be a part
of
it.
Right, you don't want that part.
Now, I'm finna tell on you. I'm finna tell on you. I'm finna tell on everybody to get myself out of this situation.
Right.
Because at the beginning of the day, I wasn't really that anyway. I just tried it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it bothers me because I grew up in this, you know what I'm saying? And I lost a lot of people to this life. So a lot of people that want to come in and just, you know, portray like they something that they're not, it bothers me all the time. That's why I just put it in the music.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing to them. I'm gonna go to jail.
So with you really being from the heart and growing up in the A, I'm sure you saw a lot of change over the years.
For sure.
What's one of the biggest changes that you saw just in the city in general?
shoot, the houses. The houses are so much different. Like, even if you go, like, where I'm from, like, I grew up in Summerhill, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, right by Turner Field. And I'm glad you asked me this, because I was just telling my boy D about this the other day. Like, growing up in Summerhill, man, we didn't have too much because a lot of bad things going on. Mm-hmm. So, but everybody in, you know, the neighborhood was family. But the only thing that we really, really had was Turner Field. And we looked at Turner Field like it was just the way to get away from what we was living around. And, you know, when they came, I saw it on the news one day that they moved Turner Field to Cobb County. That broke my heart.
That changed everything, man, for you, I'm sure.
Because it was like, damn, they all this long, all this time, like, they just take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really meant something to me. You know, so, you know, I still feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all say, but we're going to leave that where it's at.
Sure.
So, who are some of your favorite Atlanta artists?
Oh, for sure.
Of all time?
In Atlanta? I ain't gonna say of all time. I just say of right now.
Okay,
you know, I ain't gonna get of all time.
Okay,
because
that's
a whole different ball game.
It is.
But I like Andre 3000. I'm gonna say that, by the way. And I'm gonna stick to what I was saying. But I like Future. I like 21 Savage. I like and Slaughter Gang Tip. Slaughter got some great music though.
Okay,
for sure, man.
Now, so I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard of Slaughter Gang Tip. Now,
hey,
up this way,
yeah.
So you definitely,
hey man, y'all better go check it out.
Now,
man.
So I know of them from you, but outside of you, I've never heard of them. So
Slaughter go hard, man.
I say you definitely putting this on something new.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm a new money quiz. I got to do that for sure.
All right, so. Speaking of 21 Savage, man, I know you got a lot of big family ties and, you know, just the game in general. Speaking of 21 Savage, so that's mm-hmm. that's family for you right there, man.
Oh, yeah, that bro, man, like, for sure. Like, that's why I go as hard as I go, for real,
mm-hmm.
because I seen the grind. Like, I seen the not having nothing, mm-hmm. not having much, sleeping on this floor. Like, for real, sleeping on this floor, going over, you know, your home and house, and you... You only can beat out for a certain amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to go.
You got
to try to find somewhere else to
sleep.
Just bouncing around. You're trying to find your way. You know what I'm saying? And to putting in so much work and so much effort to doing what you're supposed to do. And now it's like, you're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
can't
nobody tell me that it's not possible.
Yeah, because you saw it firsthand.
Man. And, you know, shout out to brother. He went through a lot, though, man, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And rest in peace, Johnny B, for sure. And Larry.
So let me ask you this, man. You know, seeing 21 from the beginning to where he is now, how does that motivate you?
Man, it motivates me a lot, man. You know, even, you know, I see his work ethic, you know what I'm saying? Even though he's at the position that he's in, he's still working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the grind don't stop mm-hmm. at all. You know what I'm saying? I just get like, okay, if you get at a certain, you know, level in your life, you can't stop. It's not in you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, if you're doing it for the money, that's cool. You're
going
to do that, mm-hmm. get your money, and do what you're going to do. I'm not in it for that. I'm in it for the, you know, the marathon, just like Nipsey Hussle.
The marathon continues.
For sure. Believe that.
So, speaking more of big names, Daraj Global. A lot of people may not know of him, but...
Believe that.
Like, that name right there, it hold weight in the A. So, just having people in your corner like that, how does that make you feel? Because we know bruh support you heavy.
Yeah, that's my dog. I've been knowing Daraj for a long time, even before I really, like, start taking the music serious.
Mm-hmm.
I've been knowing Daraj.
Okay.
You know, Daraj, he plays a major part, like, in, you know, my music career, because he gave me a lot of game
mm-hmm.
that a lot of people wouldn't tell you about the music game. Not even just the music game. He gave me a lot of pointers on life, too. He all the time, Daraj would tell me all the time, Quiz, I'm spending your money on sticky stuff. I'm spending your money on sticky stuff. Don't get this, don't get that. He like, then I'd be like, man, you already know what I ain't going to do.
Like,
but like I told you, I know him. He know me. Like, yeah, I hear you. I know you. I know what you're going to spend your money on. Like, bro, right. But I got you. But he really just want the best for me, though.
Right. And y'all done cooked up some bangers together.
Yeah, man. We done locked all the way in, for sure.
So let's get into some of your new stuff, man, that you got going on. You in a new situation, Street Capital Entertainment. Big shout out to CEO Jed, man. So how did that partnership happen?
Daraj.
Oh, for real?
I told you, man. Daraj plays a major part in my life. I was at the studio. This was before I had met Jed. And I stayed in Buckhead. I had a little spot in Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit like a real moment. I call it a real moment in my life where, you know, just because you got certain things in your life that, you know, to certain people it would seem like, okay, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't good. And I got to do something.
Yeah.
But I always loved the music, you know. So what I did was I used to go to the studio with DeRoge every Wednesday. DeRoge had the studio every Wednesday. Now, sometimes I would go to the studio without even having a session.
Mm-hmm.
I would just go. I didn't care how I got there, because I didn't have a car at the time. I didn't right. care how I got there or nothing. Like, I would just call people like, man, just drop me off at the studio.
I just
like,
need to get
how you gonna
there.
Get back? I don't care. I don't know.
I just
get me there.
Yeah.
I get to the studio, man. I just used to record and record and record. And one day, J-Head came, and he heard that song Stand For Something. He heard Stand For Something. And when he heard it, you know, so I don't really know what him and DeRoge talked about, but they talked about something. I just know DeRoge called me the next day and said, man, you remember dude that came to the studio yesterday? I'm like, yeah. He like, man, he rocking with you. I said, man, quit playing, bro. He said, I'm for real. Like, he rocking with you. I said, yeah, all right. He like, man, he going to come back down here because he had to go back to Carolina.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, man, he going to come back down here. Man, he want to sit and talk to you. I said, bet, set it up. I'm with it.
Right, right.
Man, since then, man, we've been rocking ever since then.
So before that, have you ever been involved with any labels or anybody just putting anything behind you?
No, because I'm real strict on who I let into my life.
Mm.
Because it looked good, that don't mean it's good for you. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that wanted to sign me before I came and rock with Jed, but it didn't feel right to me as a person.
Mm.
I like I told you, I wanted to come to be a part of a team to grow. You know what I'm saying? Not to, you just come rock with me just because you feel like, okay, I need an artist. Let me just put some money behind him and try to make it work. Now, with Jed, you know, we talk about everything,
yeah.
Not even just the music, you know what I'm saying? And by me building that bond with him, like, I knew it was only the right thing to do, you know what I'm saying? But the rock with, bro, I had
to.
Yeah,
yeah. So what made you even want to get into music?
Man, it's my outlet, a getaway from everything that I go through, just to keep it real. Now, a lot of people do crazy things to unleash what they got going on in the inside, but music helped me talk about everything that I'm going through.
Okay. Now, real quick, just want to touch on it a little bit.
Sure.
Speaking of CEO Jed and Street Capital, you were originally part of a group when you first locked in with Jed, right?
Yeah, for sure.
During that time, did you still feel like you were a solo artist? Like, because I look at it and I listen to your rhymes then, and I listen now, they're different. Like, it was still Quez then, but it wasn't Quez now.
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't know. It was something new for me. Even when the situation started, it was like, okay. Trim, I had a long talk with myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, in my head, like, Quez, I was talking to myself, like, Quez, you're not no group artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you do. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, like, you never know what God got in store for you.
Right.
That what saved me. I was like, you know, God might just trying to show you this, you know. This might be your way in. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be a big lesson to you. So, you know what? I like, okay, cool. I'm going to rock with it.
Yeah.
And I did it, man. It was a good experience. It was a great experience.
It kind of helped you learn a little bit and just catch the vibe of things in the music industry.
Yeah, definitely. It opened my eyes up to a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to touch up on a lot of situations, but
of course,
I learned a lot from being in doing a little group thing.
Okay.
Sure.
So I know earlier you mentioned Stand For Something, man.
For sure.
Big single out right now with a lot of meaning behind it.
Yes.
Tell me about that song right there.
Stand For Something, man. I made Stand For Something, man. It was like an anthem. You know, I wanted to let people know. Like I told you earlier, like, I grew up in a poverty stricken environment, and it's a lot of people that don't have a voice or feel like they don't have a voice. And they feel like it's not a way out. You know, so I made this song for people that come from where I come from, to let you know, like, it's okay to be you. Even though, you know, like, certain people act different when they get around certain people because they feel like, oh, they got more money than me, or they smarter than me, or they got this and that. No, because I know people that got way more than me, but when I come around, they uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because they see me and they see I'm happy with what I got going on. I don't have much, but they like, man.
And what's crazy is, people are really intimidated by that, by you just being comfortable and happy in your own skin, your life. Like, it's crazy. Like, bro, be happy for me. Like, I'm happy for you. Like, come on.
It's not in them. And that could be, you know, personal things that they got going on.
Mm-hmm,
in their life.
Of course.
But I just know I'm nothing but positivity, positive energy, you know, positive vibes. I don't want no negativity around me.
Which, that video, Stand For Something, is out on YouTube right now.
For sure.
So y'all definitely got to go check that out, man.
Definitely.
And then in the video, I know it was shot in the school with the whole school thing and the bullying thing. What
yes,
made
sir.
You want to go that route?
Like I said, man, it's a lot of kids and a lot of people feel like they don't have a voice.
Mm.
It's a lot of kids getting bullied and, you know, they feel like they can't tell anyone.
Mm.
Or they feel like if they telling the one that they lame or, you know, people will look down on them.
Yeah,
but
now you know, you have got to say something. The snitches get stitches thing, so they just scared to say something or even stand up for themselves sometimes.
Now, I used to put myself in that situation, like, okay, what if I was getting bullied? Mm-hmm. Like, would I say something? Like, but I'm just one person.
Yeah.
Of course, like, I'm going to say something because on me and I know, like, I don't care what you feel about me. I'm going to say something if you bother me. Mm-hmm. But some people feel like they can't do it. But I'm letting people know I'll be the voice of that. Like, I got email that, you know, where kids can come email me, you know what I'm saying, and tell me about your story, tell me about what you're going through.
Oh,
and
for real?
I hit you back, for sure.
So, you know, you definitely got to plug that in,
yeah,
let people
sure.
know.
The email is standforsomethingperiod@gmail.com.
And what's that email for again?
It's for kids that, you know, getting bullied or, you know, feel like they don't have a voice. Even your parents can hit me up, or the kids, you can, if you don't, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with talking to your parents about it, I mean, you're going to have to do it anyway because you call me. I got to get your parents involved just to let them know, no, I'm going to come meet with you.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, man, for sure, I'm doing it for the kids.
So have you had a chance to actually sit down with a kid yet and talk to him or anything?
Be all the way honest, I haven't had the time yet because I've been so busy with doing the music and doing the shows. But definitely, man, me and Jay going to sit down. We're going to go through the emails and we're going to get to it.
Yeah, definitely make that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I know, you know, I done talked to Jay and we looking to put together like a whole no bullying campaign thing for when school starts back up next year.
Definitely.
So now we definitely really gonna be involved and get that campaign going.
I'm with it.
So Stand For Something, you also got another single out right now that you're pushing. Man. Legendary.
Yes, sir.
Why legendary, bro?
Hey, cause I'm legendary.
That's how you feeling?
Man. Like when I heard the beat, I just felt like can't nothing go on here but some legendary stuff.
Yeah, you definitely came with it.
Yeah, definitely. I just feel like, you know, I've been doing music and, you know, at a, you know, decent amount of time. And it's like, you know, I love music, so I just felt legendary when I got on that beat. Mm. You know what I'm saying? My mind just took me somewhere else.
Who did that beat?
Brand the Beast.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. That's my boy.
Now, I say, I done heard some of his stuff now, but boy, that's dope. Definitely.
That's my boy, man. You know, me and Brand actually went to school together.
Oh, for real?
Yes, sir. Me and Brand went to school together, and it was crazy. We played on the same football team.
Oh, okay. And what position you played?
I played running back.
You were probably trash.
No, sir. Ask Brand. Ask Brand. Brand, tell him what happened, Brand.
Yeah, Brand, we got to talk about this one. So,
sure.
More about Legendary, man. You got a video coming for it, right?
Yeah, sir. I got a Legendary video coming soon, man. I got my mixtape coming soon, June 7th. I Want No Money Forever.
Now, one thing that I love about you, man, every song you really talking about something. Like, it's a lot of meaning in every song. So, when you in the booth, are you just freestyling or you wrote these songs already?
The only song that I had, just keep it always real with you, the only song that I really had premeditated was Stand For Something.
Okay.
Because Stand For Something, like, I took my time with this song. Mm. And, you know, I wrote this song, but everything else, I just go in there, and I let the beat take care, and it just come off the head.
So you got this new mixtape dropping, man. I Want New Money Forever, June 7th. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that, man. What can the people expect when they hear this album?
Real vibes, you know, real life situations, you know what I'm saying? Things that I go through and things that I'm pretty sure people like me go through as well. And, I talk about a lot of things, you know. I'm going to just give you a little rundown.
Yeah, definitely.
I talk about, you know, like, you having money, but also not being happy. I talk about, you know, your life is cool, great, everything you got going on is good for you, but you also got your family members that not doing so well. So you think about that also, and it's like an island, you know what I'm saying? Like, you is the island, and you're surrounded by water. So everybody around you is depending on you. Everybody eyes on you. Everybody focused on you.
Yeah.
So everything that you got going on, your life might be okay, but their life not. So, like, these are your personal family members. So, like, damn, I hope she okay. I hope he okay.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
So I just try to keep everything, you know, balanced out.
Okay. So why the title? I Want New Money Forever.
Because I want new money forever. I got to have new money forever. I got a lot of responsibility.
So you need that bread to take care of
it. Yeah, and basically I just wanted to give the people, you know, the reason why, you know, I am who I am and where the name originated from. And why I want what I want. And because I want new money forever. And I'm going to get it.
Who are some of the producers on there?
Oh, I can say this on the producers. I got Daraj Global. I got Jay Reed. and I got on Brand the Beast.
So I want New Money Forever dropping June 7th, man, dropping everywhere. Streets better be ready for it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. June 7th, man, I got new mixtape coming out. Want New Money Forever. You know, it's going to be real bangers. There's a whole lot of vibes on that, too. A whole lot of vibes.
So everybody can rock with it.
Your grandma. That's crazy, man. I'm glad you just said that. Because I did a show one time, man, and I feel like that's the best show I ever had. Because it was older people in the crowd.
Oh, for real?
You know, at first my heart was like, boom, 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 the beat.
Because you just didn't know, like, what
because
to expect.
Because older people. Yeah. I'm like, damn, okay. So I started performing. But the older people, they were nodding their head. Oh, shoot. Okay, cool. They rocking. So they started recording on their phone and everything. After I performed, everybody was clapping and everything. And it was like, they came up to me and everything, spoke to me like, man, keep doing what you're doing. I love it. I love your song. They were actually listening. And out of every show that I did, it was crunk, but yeah, that was the best show to me because I got the ears of an older person from older people.
So, like, two things I want to say. One, that's dope. Like, even the older people are really listening and loving you, coming up to you, like, you know, saluting you on your work. So that's super dope. Because, you know, a lot of music these days, they can't take that to their grandmama. Like, grandma going to be like, what the
hell? Because they
ran
the wave.
Right,
and I can't say everybody ran the wave because there's a lot of great artists out here. But a lot of artists that I've been looking at, they only doing things because it's trending. You know what I'm saying? They're not creating a wave. New Money Forever?
Yeah.
I'm creating a wave.
You're doing your own thing.
For me and my people, for sure.
I want New Money Forever. That's you.
Definitely.
So tell me this, man. We on the road every weekend doing shows, different city, different states. What's the hardest part for you being on the road?
The hardest part of me being on the road, man, is basically just really being away from my family. Like I told you, I'm a family man. And I be missing my family.
So what would you say is keeping you motivated with this music? Would you say it's your family?
Yeah, my family keeping me motivated with the music. And also, Jet play a major part in it, though. Because I know that, you know, not even just Jet, my team. Because it's like, I know that I got a great team around me and everybody got my back. And I'm not just doing things on my own, you know. I'm putting in hard work just like they putting in hard work for me.
My man, you done mentioned Jet, I don't know about how many times. CEO Jet, bro, you got to step in here. What's good with you, bro?
What's up, bro?
So tell me, man, what did you see in Quiz?
You mean like the first time I met him or after the group situation?
First time you met him, even now, like what do you see in Quiz? Or nah, let's take it back. When you first met him, you talked to him, you heard that song Stand For Something from Daraj. What did you see in him?
Actually, we heard Stand For Something and then we heard a couple more records. We went into DJ Funky's office, it was a Coalition studio, and him and Rome was together, and they came and he let me hear like four or five tracks. All of us in there listening to him. And I was like, his energy, like, when if Quiz play a song for you, Quiz gonna perform it. Like, it could just be you and him. Like, Quiz gonna be performing, he gonna get to you just like he on stage. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I thought it was unique. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, you hear people, they rap. They might be let you hear something, but they just rapping. You know? But Quiz, he performing. Like, fuck, I'm going to phone these people. Like, where? He was like, and when I left, I was telling the partner that I had at the time, I was like, man, we need to sign him. Man. He right. He like, man, he probably already signed, but he good. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm going to call Daraj. So I called Daraj, and Daraj told me the situation. He was like, come on, I'll let him. Like, all right, so the next time we came through, on a Wednesday.
Wednesday, he in there.
And, man, we sat there and me and Quiz talked for about, long time. We just chopped it up, really.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about the music, but really, we just getting to know each other. Like, it wasn't playing like I'm finna go get to know him. Or I don't think he had the same intent. We were just chopping it up.
Yeah, man. Just talking.
And, like, the chemistry was, like, there, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, the whole time, you know, we were doing in the beginning with the group and all, you know, we always just... Me and him, I always talk on the phone on the regular. You know, when I was in the hospital, I had went on an anniversary trip on the cruise and got bit. I was in the hospital a week, man.
Okay.
Quid called me every day and checked on me. Every day. I was laying in the hospital bed, man. And Quid hit me every day and checked on me. You know, that. You know, when you got people that, like, do this stuff, like, they show you, like, they got mad love for you, you know, outside of whatever else you're doing for them, where it's just, like, genuine. Like, if we couldn't, I feel like if we wouldn't, helping each other, right now what we were doing, we still could be friends. You know what I'm saying? We're good friends too, have a lot of love for each other.
Now, I'll say, really, I will tell you, like, being around y'all, like, bro, your bond is crazy, it's strong. Like, y'all definitely got it as a team.
Get
so,
stronger.
Especially the way we moving, like, you see, we growing, we getting bigger and bigger.
We doing our thing, baby. I love, baby. Hey, they better be, hey, man.
So, real quick, Quez, let's bring you back in, man. So, what's your overall message in your music that you're trying to get across, man?
Man, basically, man, be yourself, man. Be yourself. And, you know, if you want to ride someone else's wave, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But make sure, okay, this person living the life that you want to live.
Ah, true.
That's the one thing, you know, that I learned growing up. Okay, if you're going to follow somebody, make sure they living the life that you want to live. Make sure they doing the things that you want to do in life. Now, if you want to just throw your life away and you want to be a quote-unquote what they call a gangster and do all this, go ahead, be my guest. But be the best you that you can be. But I'm basically just, you know, trying to get a message out, man. Just, you know, be you, man. And enjoy life.
So where can people find your music, man?
Everywhere, man. On all media, social media outlets. You can go on my page at New Money Quiz, or you can go, you know, on music, all music outlets at iTunes, Tidal, Spinrilla. Everywhere, man. Just type in New Money Quiz, man. You're going to pop up. June 7th, too. A lot going to pop up.
That's
all
I say.
7th.
For the most part, it's really just stand for something that legendary out there. But June 7th, game changing. Finna have a whole wave of music. Want New Money Forever, man. It's coming. So I know you just plugged in your I think it was your Instagram. But go ahead, plug in your all of your social media and everything so people know exactly where to find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at New Money Quiz. You can find me on Instagram at New Money Quiz. Find me on Facebook at New Money Quiz.
Let's get it, man. We on the block with it. Block talk, your boy DJ Montana. New Money Quiz, the heart of Atlanta. Let's get it.
I got a new money bag in the store with the racks. I came a long way from the border. Now I got me a sack. Now let's get it. Now me and bro don't get along. I ain't got time to sit around and kick it. I'm too busy trying to run all these digits. My time to put on for the city. New money quick, got the rent with me. 10 rats, 20 rats, 30 rats, let blow it. If you get money for real, cut that talk cause you just gotta show it. Whoa, hold up, die, don't have it my way. If we get money, don't come around me, you gon' feel out of place. If I'm good, then my team good. We ran out the game. If you do it and I do it, it still ain't the same. No one, no one, so I'ma flex on it. No, for real. I'm a dog. I got a new money bag in the store with the racks. I came a long way from the border. Now I got me a sack. Now let's get it. Now let's get it. I got a new money bag in the store with the racks. I came a long way from the border. Now I got me a sack. Now let's get it. Now let's get it. We gon' party like a rock star tonight. No cap, got that don't know she lickin' right. No cap, she gon' crush straight to the room and we gon' get it. Got a friend with her and you know she weak. Come in the room, close the door. You know what going on. Lay on the bench, spit. We ain't turnin' no lights on. I'ma dive straight in like I'm Trey. You say you want it, I'ma put it. You a nasty on that classic, but I like it. I'm not average, I'm a savage. I might win night it. Back to the bag, if it with them rats. For the band, then that's all. But I said, no, I got a new money bag. Came to store with the racks. I came a long way from the border. Now I got me a sack. Now let's get it. Now let's get it. I got a new money bag. Came to store with the racks. I came a long way from the border. Now I got me a sack. Now let's get it. Start a night. Got that ass on her and she lit.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.